Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your purposes in our lives, your calling, your destiny, the things, Lord, that you want to do in us and with us. And we want to be responsive to you. We want to be good students. We want to pay attention. We want to learn how to learn the things of God so that we can walk with you. Not what we've learned by religion or religious spirits, Lord, but really be those who help one another walk with you. Thank you, Father. Help us to learn. I really want to try and pick up on some of the themes we were talking about last night, about being intentional in our relationships with one another, proactive in helping one another learn and change and grow. You know, it's easy to hear a message and do nothing about it. And, you know, you hear a message and a message and a message, and they kind of pile up and you kind of, you know, they run one into another and you forget them. But I really feel like the Lord wants to give us a challenge. And this is an individual challenge. You have to pick it up for yourself that says, yes, Lord, I am going to be the kind of person. I am going to be the disciple. I am going to be the servant that is going to proactively and intentionally create a dynamic in all of the relationships that I have in the body to help one another learn and change and grow so that you put an end to superficiality in your own life and you intentionally learn how. You make a mistake, you forgive yourself, you get forgiven, you learn from your mistake, and you go on from that point, but you learn how. This is so crucial. If we're really going to be an outpost of the kingdom of God, if we're really going to be, as it were, a portal for the kingdom of heaven, we have to have a certain kind of relationships that are, as I was sharing last night, the wineskin, the fabric of the wineskin that God can pour new wine into, in which we're really open to God for what he wants to do and not just simply go through the routine of what we learned about church and religion and we go to church and we go through the service or whatever, but we really, in our relationships with one another, we're intentional, we're proactive. That means you're thinking ahead. How can I stir my brothers and sisters to love and good works? The scriptures in Hebrews talks about provoking one another to love and good works. So when I think of this, I'm thinking in terms of being proactively, intentionally, provoking one another to love and good works. P-I-P. Pip. That I want you to be Holy Ghost pips. Proactively, intentionally provoking one another to love and good works. Provoking one another to stir up the gifts of God that are in one another. The calling of God. What is the word of the Lord? You start this way, doing this with one another by asking a simple set of questions. What is the word of the Lord to you? What are you doing about it? And can I help you? I might not be the one to help you, but I can pray for you. So there is, if we're really going to move forward as a community of faith, if we're going to move forward together, this is not just leaders doing it. Please understand this, because you go to so many churches, we think, oh, the responsibility of the elders and the pastors, they're going to do the work of the ministry. No, that's not the Bible. The Bible teaches us that elders and leaders are called to equip one another, equip you to do the work. They're to come along as shepherds and guides and teachers and instructors, but the whole body together comes together to do the work that each of you uniquely are called to do. This is not somebody coming along and laying a trip on you and saying, you have to do this or you have to do that. It's quite the opposite. It's coming along one another and finding out what is the desire of your heart. What is it that the Lord has given you to do? Where are your gifts? Where is your calling? Where is your anointing? And what are you doing about it? This is the intentional part of this. This is the proactive part of it, that we intentionally create a mindset to one another that looks at one another and says, brother, what is the word of the Lord to you? Sister, what is the word of the Lord to you? What are you doing about it? Can I help you? And when people say, but I don't know what the word of the Lord is to me, you know, then we can stop at that moment and say, okay, let's pray for you to hear it. Let's pray for you to get in touch with your calling. Let's pray for you to get in touch with your anointing. Let's pray for you to get in touch with the prophetic purposes of God in your life, because that's what it's all about. In my understanding of reading the Bible, it's about God creating us as living beings to serve his purposes and fulfill that which his desire is for us. And of course, if somebody doesn't want that, then you could say to ask them, well, you know, do you believe in Jesus? Are you born again? Or are you wanting simply to live your own life? And there are a lot of people who want to live their own life. They don't want to follow the Lord. I don't know, some of them, they come to church and I wonder why they come. Because if you ask them these kinds of questions, you know, their answers are full of resistance, reluctance, and rebellion. And then I'm wondering, well, why do you come to church in the first place? Surely you'd be happier and more comfortable at home. You know, if you want to sleep in Sunday mornings, you'd be more comfortable in your bed than in a pew, it seems to me. You know, and the dynamic that we have to create is an intentional dynamic that's seeking for the treasure that's in the earthen vessel that is in one another. These are the things that I was talking about last night. And I just only feel this morning just to reemphasize these things for you. You know, I don't have another word in my spirit for you this morning. It's other than for those of you that were not here to get a copy of the message, the video, if it came out. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I got a CD. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul talks about having received a ministry and having this treasure in earthen vessels. And I believe, and I feel like this is the word the Lord is having me deliver to you today, that you are a people with treasures, and that you have to be stewards of one another's treasure. You have to be treasure hunters, as I shared about last night, that you have to have an attitude of heart to one another that looks at one another with a particular perspective, an intentional perspective. That is, what is the treasure in you? What are you doing about it? Can I help you discover that treasure? And if someone says, well, I don't know that I have a treasure. I don't even know what a treasure looks like. We'd ask, well, what is the Lord doing in you? Because the treasure in you is the Holy Spirit. Is the Lord Jesus living in you by the power of the Spirit? What is he doing? What things are stirring in you? What are your list of I want to's? You know, we heard earlier today about God giving you the desire of your heart. Well, there's two edges to that scripture. One is that God will fulfill the desires of your heart. The other is that God will place into you the desires of your heart. God will give you the desire of your heart. He'll take out of your heart your I want to's and put inside of you his I want to's, so that your I want to's change and now you no longer want to live for yourself. You don't want to live a life of sin. You want to live a life of righteousness. You want to live a life of fellowship with God. You want to live a life of serving his purposes. You get a burden for a nation. You know the Gundersons got for the Philippines, you know, and they couldn't stay in Minnesota anymore. They had to go to the Philippines, and they had to spend the rest of their lives there. But they're open because I'm in contact with them. Lord, if you ever want us to leave, we'll go wherever you want. How many, you know, you might have a burden in your heart to go to a nation or live in a nation or visit a nation, you know, or a heart to reach out into the arts community or to reach out into, you know, of the film industry or write novels or write plays or reach out into the education or the sports world. I don't know. I mean, there's just a whole world of opportunities. But we have to help one another discover the I want to's, because the enemy is good at discouraging us. The enemy is good at saying you're not and you can't. You know, the enemy is the god of darkness. You know, the negativity, the you're not, you can't, you'll never be, all your past and all your failings. That's why it was so powerful. I felt, you know, today when we had all the men come up, this whole word about not letting your past determine your future and not, you know, not being a man or a woman of I'm blanking on the word. Thank you, brother. You know, the trains sometimes leave the station rather quickly. And that word just left, you know, remorse and regret, you know, not being that kind of a person, because the enemy is so good at reminding us of our sins. And if I'm a member of the community, so think of this not as a church or even a messianic congregation, but a messianic community, because we want the Messiah to be ruling and reigning. And if I'm a part of your community, and in a sense, of course, I really, really am, but you as members of it, and you have a responsibility for one another, and a brother comes in, a sister comes in, and you've got your mindset is, I'm a treasure hunter, and I want everybody to be fulfilling their destiny. And someone comes in and you look at their face and you could tell they didn't have a good week or things are going not so well in their life or whatever. But you're intentionally, your relationship with them, you're going to zero in on them and say to them, not superficially, how are you? And you won't let them lie to you. How many of you are good liars? How are you? Fine. Praise the Lord, liar. How are things going? Okay, praise the Lord, liar. You know, and where you call one another, how many of you are willing to have yourself be called for being a liar? See, there's a couple of hands up. Do I see three hands? Do I see four hands? Five hands? Six? Good, they're popping up. Hallelujah. Because you're saying, I don't want to allow the enemy or my flesh to deceive me. And I know when I'm in the community that people are going to take one look at my face and they're going to know something's not right. Even if I, you know, I dress nice and I'm all dutied up, all whatever, makeup for the gals, whatever. Hallelujah. I don't wear makeup. Thank you, Jesus. And just saying, because some of you would think, you know, yeah, well, praise God. It's His grace. Hallelujah. It is. It is His grace. And, you know, your attitude is, Lord, I'm not trying to hide. I'm not trying to pretend. And someone, and some, or everybody, because we all have that attitude to one another, will come around you and minister to you, because they won't let you simply, because they're a treasure hunter, they won't let you get under the gun of the enemy, because they'll see it, and then they'll pray over you, prophesy over you. How many of you have all had the experience? I know I certainly have. And pastoring for as many years as we did, we've had so many people say, you know, I didn't want to come to the fellowship today. I didn't want to come to church. I didn't want to come to the congregation. I felt this. I felt that. I had a bad week. I had struggles in my family and my marriage and my finances. You know, I didn't want to come. I didn't want to come, but I came anyway. And then the Lord began to minister to me in the worship, in the prayer, in the preaching of the word, in somebody praying over me at the altar. And then they get up and say, I'm so glad I came today. Because God met me and He touched me and delivered me. And I'm so different now at the end of the service than I was before. Why? They got into the flow of the life of God in the community. Because listen to me. Amen. Amen. The Bible says there are many streams that make glad the city of God. Jesus said, if you believe in me, out of your innermost being will flow streams of living water. So inside of each of us is a stream. When we come together to worship under the anointing, when we come together to fellowship with the King, all of our streams start to confluence together. Now your little stream that you carry in yourself is joined with all the other streams that are confluencing together to make a river. To make a river. Now what happens is, if I'm not doing so good emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, if I'm having a bad day, but I bring my body, I bring my stream, and I bring it into the confluence of the other streams, all the life that's in everybody else's stream starts to flow into me, because now I put my stream into the big river, and everything that's now in the river can flow into me. Do you follow that? I can get under the anointing of the worship team. I can get under the anointing of everybody else's fellowship or prayers, and their streams start to flow into me and lift me up. You know, when I couldn't lift myself up, the fellowship lifts it up. But that happens only if we're intentional about worshiping and intentional about ministering to one another to help one another learn and change and grow. Do you hear me say this to you? Because this is the word that I keep hearing in my spirit, intentional and proactive. You know, purposefully, proactively, intentionally wanting to provoke one another to love and good works. You know, the PIP, being pips, you know, being pippable. Yes, provoke me. And I'm going to be a pip in your life. I'm going to provoke you. I'm not a pimp. I did not say pimp. A pip. Hallelujah. There's no M in this word. No. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, bless the Lord. That's funny, actually, but we're not going to go down that, you know. There are streams sometimes that want to take you out of the river, and you have to be very careful to say, that's not the Lord. I'm not going there. But to really have a mindset, and I just feel like as we move into the future together, it is so crucial that each of us develops an attitude of being proactive and intentional about provoking each other to love and good works, not just provoking one another, okay? We're repenting of provoking one another, amen? But provoking one another, as the book of Hebrews says, to love and good works. And it's the good works that are God-given good works in you, not simply a good work that's a good idea because there's a need in the community and we're going to do a good work to meet the need. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the good works that are the call of God in you to fulfill the destiny that God is putting inside of your life. And we come alongside that says, not what are the good works, again, in the flesh, but what is the good work that God is putting inside of you to do? What are you supposed to be doing with your life? What are your gifts? What is your calling? What is your anointing? What is your purpose? And my part of my role, part of your role, part of our role in each other's lives is to be zeroing in on that in each other. So we're not having superficial relationships. Hello, how are you? It's very nice to see you. I'll never think of you again this week, and then we'll go on and I'll say the same thing again. How many of you have felt like that? You know, but no, you're saying, Holy Spirit, I want to be proactive. I want to be intentional. When I see somebody, I'm going to be all about helping them learn and change and grow. And this stuff is not easy to do because it means that we have to be, as this is what I was talking about last night, we have to be transparent to one another. We have to be open to one another. And our sister asked a good question last night at the end of the meeting, you know, about, well, what if you've been hurt before? You just don't want to be open and trusting everybody. And the point of that is that part of the answer to that question is you're going to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove, but you're still going to be open for God to speak into your life. You're not going to be closed because of your hurts. You're not going to let the enemy have an advantage over you because you've been hurt, because we've all been hurt. And when you bring groups of people together, of people who've been hurt and are trying to protect themselves, we go nowhere. We only have superficial relationships. We go to church, we sing some songs, we hear a message, and we leave. But we never create a community, a wineskin for the Holy Spirit to pour new wine in, because we don't have the relationships that create the fabric of the wineskin for God to pour into. Do you follow this? And God can't do it against your will. He will not do it against your will. You have to be the person that says to yourself and says to the Lord and says to brothers and sisters, I'm going to be that man. I'm going to be that woman. I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to have the kind of relationship that the dynamic of our relationship is part of the fabric of the wineskin that God can pour new wine into my relationship with you. And now if two or more or three or four, the fabric of the wineskin is expanding, you follow, because there's more people involved, there's more streams of the river. What is the new wine? It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Where's the new wine coming from? It's coming from the very fabric of the wineskin. You follow? Because you have wine in you. You have that river of God flowing in you. Two people, three people, four people, 50, 60, 100, however many. And now we're bringing that wineskin together and all of the people are pouring new wine in out of the nature of your relationship. Do you understand the analogy? Amen. We're together, we're creating the wineskin. And each of you individually as a part of that fabric has to have an attitude that says, I'm going to be intentional about you. I'm going to be proactive towards you. I'm going to serve the purposes of God in your life. I'm not serving you. I'm serving the purposes of God in your life. There's a difference. We are called to serve His purposes in one another's life. What is the word of the Lord to you? What are you doing about it? What is God saying to you? How can I help you? Now we create a whole community of people that have that attitude to one another. And then things start to come up. Well, you know, God has called me to sing, but I'm not. God has called me to dance, but I'm not. God has called me to be a missionary, but I'm afraid. Or God, whatever the kinds of hindrances, now we come along because we've heard the treasure is speaking. The I want to's Is the treasure speaking? Do you follow what I'm saying to you? If people say, oh, well, I don't know what the treasure is, and then you start digging a little deeper because you're intentional and you're proactively seeking what is that gift in you, and then they start to open up. Well, you know, God spoke to me once about, you know, with the worshiping with a tambourine, or God spoke to me about prophesying or praying, and we talked about that last night, praying in public or leading a Bible study or going in evangelism. You know, that's all the treasurer is saying. Hello up there, this is your treasurer speaking. And how many of you have had dreams where God woke you up? God showed you things. That was your treasurer saying, well, you won't listen to me in your consciousness. I will speak to you in your dream state. Hello, here's a dream coming. Are you ready to figure this out? And you know, these things happen, and we've all had these really clear God dreams. I'm not talking about the crazy dreams. I'm talking about the God dreams that you never forget. You know, that God has spoken to you and you knew it was the Lord because the treasure in you was speaking to you. The treasure, the I want to's, was saying. And everyone who is born of the Spirit of God has some of that river inside of them, whether they deny it or whether they obey it or disobey it. It is still there. I've never met any real, genuinely born of the Holy Spirit person. Never met one who didn't have I want to's inside of the heart. Met plenty who denied it. Met plenty who rebelled against it. Met plenty who were resistant or reluctant or even rebellious. And when we got them to the point, you know, even in their way backslidden state, I mean, I met people who were stone cold junkies, backslidden, had met the Lord, turned away, backslidden, and I met them in whatever, different ones at different places of their life, and got them to talk about, yes, God called me to preach, and I know he did, and I didn't want to do it. God called me to be a missionary. God called me to this or that, and that thing rose up inside of them that said, no, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it, and then the enemy said, well, follow me, and they followed the enemy, these particular individuals, into drug addiction because they were medicating the pain of their rebellion. You follow what I'm saying to you? But at that moment, there was the truth that when they met the Lord and God called them, there was a treasure deposited in them. It was there. And I'm saying to you, there is a treasure deposited in every one of you. How do I know it? Because the Bible tells me so. You have a treasure in your earthen vessel. The living God who you received when you received Messiah as Lord and Savior in your life, he put himself in you. He's the treasure, and he's put gifts and callings and anointings inside every one of you. Do you hear this today? Amen. And our responsibility before the Lord is to be proactive and intentional, looking to bring forth the treasure out of everybody's life. And not to let anybody avoid that on your watch. If they say, no, don't talk to me, no, don't speak into my life, no, I don't want that level of relationship with you, that's okay. You can say, fine, but when you meet me, that's what I'm after. That just because you don't want it from me doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. It just means that when you have a relationship, I'm always going to be asked, so, have you repented yet? Are you still backslidden? Are you walking with the Lord? Well, what right do you have to ask those questions? The right of the fact that I'm a son and a daughter of God and I'm being a pip. Well, you're quite a pip, praise God, that's right. Perhaps we should sell bands instead of what would Jesus do, we should be pips. Yeah. I'm proactively, intentionally provoking you to love and good works. That's who I am. You don't want a relationship with me? That's your choice. But every time you come around me, you're going to know that's what I'm after. God's will in your life. I'm after God's purposes in your life. I'm after the treasure in you coming forward. I'm after all those gifts being fully manifested. So on the great day, the Lord will say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. You didn't bury your talents. You didn't bury your gifts. You didn't let the world or the flesh or the devil or anybody who tried to put you down stop you. You overcame all of those things and you brought your gifts to life and you stewarded them in the earth. That's my heart for everybody. And I pray that that would be your heart as well. That we would pick up an attitude to one another that says that. Now, if this thing is stirring in you, I would encourage you to get last night's message. Because I don't feel in the spirit to labor over this with you this morning, now this afternoon. But I want to pray for you, and I want to pray with you, that the Lord will put this intentionality inside of you, that you would be treasure hunters, that you would be the kind of person that says to the Lord, you know what? I want to be part of the wineskin. I want to be part of the solution. I want to be part of that thing that you can create, that wineskin, that community of faith, that you can pour into so that we can be an expression of your kingdom. And I do it, and understand again, I'm repeating myself, I know, that you do it in this, it's done in the dynamic of the relationship that is proactively, intentionally looking for what the word of the Lord is in everybody's life. That's how this happens. So Father, I pray with me, I pray for everybody here and everybody watching or listening, that for this just simply continued exhortation out of what you deposited last night, and I pray that people would get the CD and listen, that we would be proactively, intentionally provoking one another to love and good works according to the gifts and callings and talents that's in one another, that we would have that kind of relationship. And Lord, wherever there is resistance or reluctance, or God forbid rebellion in any of us, Lord, this calling would cause us to face that and repent of it so that it would not hinder us, so that on the great day when we stand before you, we would be ashamed because you would say, you buried your talent. You buried your talents. You buried your gifts. You didn't steward it well. You didn't prove yourself faithful to me. How can I entrust you with heavenly riches when you didn't prove yourself faithful with that which I gave you in the earth? Lord, I pray that that would never be said of any of us. But that instead you'd say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You stewarded well the gifts I gave you. And you helped others find their gift and steward those gifts. May that be said of everybody that's part of the seed of Abraham, Lord. Everybody that's part of this wineskin. And may we as leaders, may we as people have this same hard attitude to one another for this very thing to take place. And we wouldn't wait for someone else to do it. Each of us would intentionally take on the attitude and the responsibility. Yes, I will be such a person that proactively and intentionally wants to find the treasure in one another, looks for the treasure in one another, helps one another find that treasure. Father, I pray that these things would happen in the seed of Abraham. And Lord, I pray that the next time that I visit, there will be fruit of this kind of attitude in everybody's heart. Not because I preached a nice word, but because everybody said, yes, I'm going to be that kind of person. I'm going to be intentional towards my brother and sister. I'm going to be proactive towards my brother and sister. I'm going to be a treasure hunter. I'm going to call out from everybody. What is the gifts in your life? What's the calling in your life? What's your destiny? Why has God created you? Why are you alive on the earth? Why did Jesus save you? What's going on inside of you? What are your I want tos? I want to intentionally call that out and then do what I can to help it be manifested. May, Father, that be what happens in this congregation. In the name of Yeshua, I pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Woo-hoo.